for the break back in the committee. But I'll mention one that kind of came out of left field yesterday. Senate Bill 351 is a new tax proposal, and it kind of came out of left field, especially because it was sponsored by Republican Senator Keith Pickard. What it would do is impose a tax on wholesale sales of renewable energy like wind and solar. And I imagine his kind of thought here is we need to level the playing field, you know, vis-a-vis taxes and fees on combustible energy production because green tech gets massive subsidies. But eventually it'll just increase the taxation on Nevadans generally. There's no need for this bill. We don't need new revenues. We just got $4 billion from the feds. If this bill were revenue neutral, we'd be inclined to support, but it's not. So we are firmly against any new taxation, including SB 351.
So in other words, we've got a tax bill sponsored by a Republican, Keith Pickard. Does that make sense or not?
Well, I'll tell you what, and I like Keith Pickard very much personally. He's a great guy. But he is often, you know, in our 2019 report card, we rated him the least conservative member of the Republican Party, largely based on his willingness to embrace new minimum wage mandates. So it's not entirely out of his character to walk a moderate line. But, this bill just came out of left field. And, again, absolutely no need whatsoever for it.
Wow. Always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. And I know you're going to be about chest deep in this stuff over the course of the next few weeks as more and more bills get dropped. As always, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. See ya.
Daniel Honcharu, the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI, joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, we are still a little heavy right now on the 515. Crews have cleaned up that incident earlier. 515 westbound and eastern. Also, you're slow through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 eastbound at Main Street as you work your way through there. Reduced speeds on the 15 both directions, northbound at Desert Inn, southbound 15, the Russell Road on-ramp. Very, very slow through there. Congestion with lane restrictions in a couple of areas right now. 215 westbound at St. Rose, Interstate 11 northbound at Horizon. And remember, the bridge work continues, that construction on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. It's an off day for the Vegas Golden Knights. They're going to open up a two-game series in Colorado coming up tomorrow as we take a look at the standings right now in the West. Colorado is sitting right behind Vegas. Vegas with a record of 22-7-1. They currently have 45 points, while Colorado has played one more game. They're 28-3 with 43 points. So a big two games from the Avalanche could jump them over Vegas in the standings. The Minnesota Wild are currently in third place in the division with 39 points, 6 points back of the Golden Knights. And then you have the Blues at 37 points, followed by the Coyotes with 33 and the Kings with 32. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent to receive text not required to start free trial. Message and data rates may apply. Cancel anytime.
Here's a Beachbody Minute with CEO Carl Daikeler.
Here's a little quiz. Of over 80 Beachbody programs and the 180 million workouts our subscribers did last year, which one is still the king of extreme in-home training that will get you absolutely ripped in 90 days, just 30 minutes a day? The classic P90X3. Tony Horton is a legend, and he's in rare form in this combination of lifting, cardio, plyometrics, core, yoga, and mixed martial arts. If you want to get a physical transformation that will blow your mind in 90 days, It's time to bring it and get the six-pack you've always wanted with P90X3. And you can try it free by texting BODY to 303030. Text BODY to 303030. Okay, next time I'll tell you about a fusion of Pilates and yoga used by stay-at-home moms and world-class athletes. Thanks for listening to this Beachbody Minute.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And a reminder that this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report with Daniel Honcharu, brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos and all the good folks there. Daniel will join us again next Thursday, and he is always a font of information. By the way, if this indeed is true, and I realize this is a small potatoes tax, it is on renewable energy, on wholesale sales of renewable energy, and it's a I understand the leveling the playing field, so to speak, but the fact is it's just wrong to support any taxes. And why Keith Pickard would choose something like this, I don't know. Keith Pickard is a Republican, but he's not a conservative. He has done this before. Anyway, we'll talk more about that as we go along. I want you to hear the president, 65 days into his administration, he held his first news conference. It was nothing that was very memorable, I must tell you. Let's go to cut one. He did face some pretty tough questioning on the border crisis. I'm sure of all the topics that were out there, that was the one that he probably liked the least, and he got the most questions. This was the president. This is cut one, facing tough questions on the border crisis. Here it is.
Quick follow, if I may. Do you want to see these unaccompanied minors staying in this country, or should they be deported eventually?
Well, the judgment has to be made whether or not, in this young man's case, he has a mom at home. There's an overwhelming reason why he'd be put in a plane and flown back to his mom.
Final follow, sir. You mentioned circumstances that must be horrific. The Customs and Border Protection Facility in Donna, Texas, I was there, is at 1,556% capacity.
Yep.
Right now, with mostly unaccompanied minors. There are kids that are sleeping on floors. They are packed into these pods. I've spoken to lawyers who say that some of these children have not seen the sun in days. What is your reaction to these images that have come out from that particular facility? Is what's happening inside acceptable to you? And when is this going to be fixed?
That's a serious question, right? Is it acceptable to me? Come on. That's why we're going to be moving 1,000 of those kids out quickly. That's why I got Fort Bliss opened up. That's why I've been working from the moment this started to happen to try to find additional access for children to be able to safely, not just children, but particularly children, to be able to safely be housed while we follow through on the rest of what's happening. That is totally unacceptable.
There you have it. I must tell you, I was kind of underwhelmed by his performance today. I did, again, the bar was set very low, so it's not like, you know, major gaffes here, major gaffes there. This is one of those things where, because the bar is set so darn low on this president, that it's not, you know, it's hard to judge. Did he do a good job? Did he do a bad job? I'll tell you, somebody who was not fooled was Rachel Wood. She is an ABC News correspondent, and she was in McAllen after the speech, had a chance to listen to the speech, or the news conference, I should say. Let's go to cut six. See if we can go to cut six real quick. This is Rachel Wood from ABC News, was on with Terry Moran, and saying that the Biden border crisis, there really wasn't a very clear message being sent to the people in Central America. This was Rachel Wood just a couple of hours ago.
So, Rachel, you're there ahead of the delegation from the Hill. What are you seeing? And if you heard any of the president's press conference, how does it relate where you are, what you're seeing, to what you heard from the president?
Well, Terry, I think something that really stuck out to me and what we heard from our Cecilia Vega, our chief White House correspondent, who was pressing the president on this issue, is the messaging. When we have talked to people here on the ground, and Martha Raddatz, Cecilia Vega have talked to people who are crossing the border, and by people, I mean children under the age of 18 crossing without their parents, they say that they are coming here in part because of President Biden, because they believe that they are not going to be turned away. And we heard that again from President Biden today. He said that he is not going to turn away any children from the border who are crossing by themselves. And that message is resonating with people who are trying to leave these horrible conditions, that are facing violence. This hard decision that these parents are making to send their boys, many of them, over and across the border. We just left Carrizo Springs, where one reporter was allowed inside of that facility, and it was a stark contrast to what we have seen, the images that we have seen from the facilities in Donna, Texas, where we are headed in just a few moments here, where it's overcrowded, where you see children cramped in together, foil blankets, sleeping on the floor. And so you heard the president also get pressed today on transparency. When are reporters going to be allowed in to these overcrowded facilities, facilities that are holding possibly thousands of unaccompanied minors and not meant for children at all? He did not have a clear answer on that. And I think that is clearly important. And you're going to have, as you said, you're going to have 18 Republican senators coming here tonight. We are going to be out with them along the border as they see this for their own eyes, something that President Biden has yet to do.
There you have it. Rachel Wood, ABC News correspondents down in McAllen, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley. Stay where you are. More to do. One of the things I'm going to get to in our next segment, I want to see what you thought of the president's performance today. You've seen clips of it. You've heard clips of it on the radio. And I want to find out what you think of the president's performance. I was underwhelmed. I really honestly was. I was just unimpressed. He backtracked. He walked things back. He was not smooth. Again, his cognitive problems remain, and they're not going away. Stay where you are. More to do is, in fact, let me do this. Let me give you the phone number, and then we'll get you on in our next segment. Is that fair? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses And in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall has a huge inventory of 2020, 2021, and the all-new redesigned 22 MDX. That means the 20 and 21s must go. Our loss, your gain. Save thousands on any lease or purchase with great rates starting as low as 0.9% on selected models. So don't delay. Come down to Finley Acura in the Auto Mall and visit us at FinleyAcura.com. Finley Acura, the new definition in luxury.
Again, stop in today at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is Republican Assemblyman Gregory Hafen II of Assembly District 36. My district includes Pahrump, most of Nye County, parts of Northwest Las Vegas, Logandale, Moapa, and a portion of Lincoln County. I will be on the Kevin Wall Show throughout this year's legislative session to review all the recent happenings in Carson City, the horse trading, bill sponsors, and lobbyists behind the bills that are being considered and passed by your legislator. To learn more about me, go to Hafen4Nevada.com.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'll let you hear more of the president. One of the things he did, and I fully expected this, this was not a surprise, the president began his news conference today, which, by the way, the first in 65 days as president. And one of the things he did, I fully expected this, was to brag on different things that had happened early on in his administration. For instance, let's go to cut two. This is the president saying that he has exceeded goals on COVID-19 and schools reopening. The schools reopening, I would ask for a fact check, because I'm not sure that that's exactly true. But this was the president, President Biden, earlier today, the news conference at the White House in the East Room. Here he is.
We will, by my 100th day in office, have administered 200 million shots in people's arms. That's right, 200 million shots in 100 days. I know it's ambitious, twice our original goal, but no other country in the world has even come close, not even close, to what we are doing. I believe we can do it. And today, we made a historic investment in reaching the hardest hit and the most vulnerable communities, the highest risk communities, as a consequence of the virus, by investing an additional $10 billion in being able to reach them. I also set a goal before I took office of getting a majority of schools in K through 8 fully open in the first 100 days. Now, thanks to the enormous amount of work done by our administration, educators, parents, local, state education officials, and leaders, recent Department of Education survey shows that nearly half of the K through 8 schools are open now full-time, 5 days a week for in-person learning.
Now, here's the question, and I've been talking to teachers like crazy, just over the course of the last couple of weeks, and the one thing that we are finding is that the kids aren't learning. This has been a lost school year. There are kids who are going to be promoted that should not be promoted. There are going to be kids that are not going to be held back, not because their grades are better than F's. No, the F's are there, but the fact is, these kids aren't learning. These kids just have no clue what's going on. And the teachers are frustrated. The teachers are frustrated and they're angry. This is scary. We have an entire group of students at all age, all grade levels. All ages, elementary, junior high, and the high school kids, they all are struggling. And it's not getting any better. They're going to have the kids in school for a couple of months. In fact, this is what I can't believe. This is what I absolutely cannot believe. Did you know that the Clark County School District beginning Mondays on spring break? I would be using every waking hour to educate our children, to help them catch up. And it's not happening. It's just not happening. Anyway, that to me is just, I'm sorry, but it just makes no sense. I know that spring break is a sacred tradition in education, but the fact is, you've had kids and schoolhouses, individual schools that have been dark for months, and now they're going to go on spring break. Does it make sense that these kids need to be back in the classroom? I'm going to open up our phone lines to you, and maybe I'm missing something. Maybe something escaped me. But I would think that, if you had an opportunity to use a week or a couple of weeks to help your kids catch up, wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be the preferred way of doing it? But somehow, in the infinite wisdom of Jesus Jara, the superintendent of schools, they're getting ready to go on spring break. Teachers are getting ready to go on spring break. I have a friend that's going on spring break to San Diego, going to spend 3 or 4 days. Wouldn't her time be better spent in a classroom? I would think so. I'm going to open up our phone lines to those of you that are parents. And you've got kids in the Clark County School District. Do they need spring break, or do they need something else? Do they need being in the classroom? Here's the phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I would love to hear from you. And by the way, if you're a first-time caller, tell Gentleman Jim you're a first-time caller. He will whisper it in my ear. I will blab it to everybody. Again, that number, here it is, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, it's really weird what's going on. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's go to Nona. Nona, you're a first-time caller. Good to have you on. You're on. Go right ahead.
Thank you. This is my 15th year in Clark County School District as a teacher, a special ed teacher. And I have to say, I if I was a parent, I would want my kids in school. But as teachers, I see how exhausted we are. We need these 6 days before we come back and ramp up to have our kids 5 days a week. We've taught every single day that the school has been in session, not open, but in session. I work from 6 in the morning to midnight, 5-6 days a week. We pour our hearts out for these kids. We work hard for our children, our students, and our parents are angry, and they blame the teachers, and it's the district. It's not the teachers.
Hey Nona. Uh-huh. Let me just ask you: you're an elementary level teacher.
Yes, I teach special ed in kindergarten autism, and fourth grade.
Can I hold you over? Because you, to me, are Exhibit A. You are a teacher.